Ilse?
I just wanted to ask about the, are there any subjects or any areas that you are concerned about? Because I know you didn't only focus on math and physical science for the underperforming schools, but there were other subjects as well. And then, secondly, do you have any indication of, I don't know if the kids said, how many kids that failed last year, passed this year? Do you have any information on that?
The latter question, I'm sure we can get you the statistics, but if I looked at the level of subs last year, for example, we did our best to ensure that those learners who didn't pass got through. And if you look and you add on those who wrote subs, we actually achieved our targets at the end of the day last year. The question about the subjects is a critical question. Because obviously maths and science are your building blocks of your economy, but issues such as economics, accountancy, languages are very important, and a lot of more effort is going into literacy and ensuring that we build quality in literacy into the system. But there have been a range of subjects, and I think one of the things we're going to be doing is having a far closer look at when our children leave grade 7 and go to high school. There are two critical years in grades 8 and 9 when decisions have to be made as to what their final choice of subjects are going to be in grades 10, 11 and 12. And I'm sure the SG, we're re-looking at that strategy to assist, because what we need to do in the Western Cape, we've got strategic objective 2, which is to improve education outcomes in the provincial government, which feeds into strategic objective 1, which is to reduce unemployment and poverty. And therefore, it's important that there is a better match between the skills that are going to be demanded and the skills that are to be supplied. But on that subject, let me just say that we're in the knowledge economy of the 21st century, and I said at a prize giving last year that we're sitting in such an acceleration of change that 50% of the learners leaving school at the end of last year, the jobs that they will do in the years to come haven't been invented yet. So it's a question of how we do the basics right in education to empower the kids to go on to tertiary and to skills. And SG, in terms of the subject choices, I'd like you to make a few comments on how you see the road ahead.
I think that Ilse, you're quite right about maths and science. We made some progress in history and geography this year, but accounting and economics remain problems. We haven't done the detailed analysis, and we'll be able to give that to you next week, but the overall picture is that accounting and economics need to be added to maths and science, where we've got to improve.
I think there's a third one, and that's probably IT.